Now we are about to tell the story of a year through music and news. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to 1975. Yes, a year that brought us talented dogs, Brexit take one, the death of a statesman, and D-I-S-E-O. My everything, and the answer to all my dreams. You're my sun, my moon, my guiding star, my kind of wonderful. Yeah, lots of disco around. That was Barry White. This is Lady Marmalade. Here we go. Patti LaBelle and Lady Marmalade. And this is Earl Brown and Hot Chocolate.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along.
Yeah, today we feature 1975. And a news reporter who was a regular on the television back in 1975 was the late Con Connolly. His death was announced earlier this week. And in this report, he met up with Bunty, who is a 2-year-old dog who likes to watch the news on RTÉ television.
At Bray in County Wicklow, a devoted viewer of the 6 o'clock television news every night, a 2-year-old Pekingese called Bunty. When the Angelus rings, Bunty strolls in and settles down to give the news of the day her undivided attention. Certain presenters and reporters cause the occasional bark or tail wag. Whether these are good or bad signs, we're not quite sure. What do you think of it so far, Bunty?
Well, quite frankly, old boy, I think it's a load of old rubbish.
A talking dog!
Oh, well, you can't win them all. I met a dead woman. She took my heart away. She said I've had it coming to me. But I wanted it that way. I think that any love is good loving. So I took what I could get.
Backman Turner Overdrive, great name, ain't seen nothing yet. Great albums released in 1975. Blood on the Tracks, one of Bob Dylan's best. Queen released The Night at the Opera and introduced us to Bohemian Rhapsody. Wish You Were Here was released by Pink Floyd, and The Boss released Born to Run.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride to mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9. Chrome wheel, fuel injected and stepping out over the line. Oh, maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run.
Born to Run.
How I wish, how I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. Year after year, running over the same old ground. What have we found?
wish you were here.
Pink Floyd, Wish We're Here, from the album of the same name. A year of classics.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Yeah, they changed the face of pop music with that one, with the operatic and classical influences. Queen of Bohemian Rhapsody. David Bowie released Young Americans, but he also had his first number one in the UK with a song originally released back in 1967.
This is Major Tom to ground control. Stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing.
On the 27th of October 1975, says Kathleen, I had my first baby boy, Connor, in the Coombe Hospital. It was Holy Thursday. It was snowing that Holy Thursday. Looking forward to the 50th birthday celebrations in March.
Shh. Shh. Oh. Oh, no. I'm scared.
Yeah. In the cinemas back in 1975, at number 10, Tommy, 9, The Other Side of the Mountain. Funny Lady was at number 8. 3 Days of the Condor was at number 7. At 6, The Return of the Pink Panther. Da-dum, da-dum. Dog Day Afternoon at 5. Shampoo at 4. The Rocky Horror Picture Show was at 3. At 2, Jack Nicholson, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But at number 1, the classic Jaws. So dramatic. That was the big screen. On the small screen, Tromagus Atrum began its run in 1975, presented by Limo Muraku, the late Limo Muraku, and he made the catchphrase Bulabus famous. Heavy and light. Bilingual chat show. Speaking of chat shows, the Late Late Show had its first toy show in 1975. And Seemly Gay said, no, we're not doing a toy slot. And look at what has happened 50 years on. The Rockford Files playing in the background. James Garner, ruggedly handsome, played PI with a prison record who lived in a mobile home. And on British television, The Goodies were a comedy trio who ran from 1974 to the 1980s and had a hit in 1975 with The Funky Gibbon. Goody, goody, gumdrop.
Goodies, how do you do? We've just been down to the zoo. We saw a monkey in a cage, doing a dance that could be the rage. It's not hard, so let's all do the Funky Gibbon. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Do, do, do the Funky Gibbon.
The Funky Gibbon.
We are here to show you how. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The Funky Gibbon.
The Funky Gibbon.
It's just like you. Come on,
they were very funny, The Goodies. That was cinema and TV. On radio, a drama started and it became an item of the day that punctuated people's lives. Because it was on at lunchtime, and if you were home from school at lunch, you heard the theme tune to the Harbour Hotel. Ah, yeah. What's for lunch, ma? Ah, not that again. Yeah. You'll eat what you're given, and you'll hurry back to school. Yeah. Will you turn that down? Ah, please, background. Harbour Hotel.
Miss O'Connell?
Yes, I'm Catherine O'Connell.
How do you do? I'm Aidan Belton, your aunt's solicitor.
I'm delighted to meet you, Mr. Belton, and grateful to you for coming to meet me.
Oh, no trouble at all, I assure you. Here, allow me to take your bags.
Are you sure? They're quite heavy. All my worldly goods, you might say.
That's hardly accurate, Miss O'Connell. You do own a hotel. Ah, oh, here we are. And put your bags in the boot.
I wasn't forgetting, Mr. Belton.
Oh, of course. The drive to Kilmarnock from here is only 12 miles. You're happy?
Thank you.
Kraftwerk, pioneers of electronic music, had a hit with Autobahn. That year, the Eurovision Song Contest was in Stockholm, and Ireland were represented by the Swarbricks, Jimmy and Tommy. Big hit that year for them.
When you're lonely, when you're blue, when you need someone to talk to, when you need a talking to, and when trouble's full and plenty compiling at your door, that's what friends are for.
Mary's been on. The music brings back great memories. I started my nurse training in Temple Street in January of that year. I made lifelong friends. Anne, Norrie, Mary and myself met up and revisited Temple Street last Sunday, 50 years to the day that we all met and began our nursing careers. And Ray, I'm back there, says Mags, leaving cert year. Big hello to all the gals from the class of 75. I wonder where you dance around to this one. You definitely sing along.
I drove my tractor through your haggard last night. I threw me pitchfork at your dog to keep quiet. Now something's telling me that you're avoiding me. Come on now, girlie, you've got something I need. Well, I've got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's live together in perfect harmony. I've got 20 acres and you've got 43. Well, I've got a brand new...
The late Brendan Grace and his version of Combine Harvester. Now, in November of 1975, reporter Áine O'Connor visited Mrs. Stokes and her singing dog, Sully. As I said, a lot of talented dogs out there back in 1975.
Family.
Not that we know of, because I haven't got a note in my head, and I don't know anything about his parents, because he's a purebred mongrel.
Do you think he'd be temperamentally suited to the rough, tough world of show business?
Well, I don't know about him, but I mightn't be to go with him.
Well, tell me, how do you start? What kind of music does he like? Is it country and western, or heavy rock, or progressive, or what?
Modern jazz. We'll give him a note from this.
On, Sully.
little dog is 6 years old and he's smart as any damn kid. But when you mention the VET, he damn near flips his lid. Words like S-H-O-T shot or W-O-R-M worm. These are words that make him S-Q-U-I-R-M squirm. His Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E starts today. 'Cause he bit the V-E-T and then he ran away. He caused me and my wife to have a big fight and then both of them bit me. And that's why I am gonna get a D-I-V-O-R-C.
Yeah. Great, Billy Connolly. In May of 1975, family law campaigner Mary Benatti called for divorce to be legalised in Ireland. Thanks, Billy.
Well, at the moment in this country, there are 4,000 women receiving a deserted wives benefit. That means there are 8,000 people, technically speaking, imprisoned in a marriage that is irretrievably broken down. I think there's a great need for humanisation of laws and acceptance. Let the laws accept the human condition as it actually is. And this is where I feel that the academics and Saving Your Presence, Father, the church, has inclined to fall down. They tend to theorise and intellectualise the subject, while the human people who are suffering from it go on suffering while they theorise.
I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
Now, if you were heartbroken back in 1975, there were loads of songs to suit the mood. Like this one from Janice Ian at 17.
I learned the truth at 17. Their love was meant for beauty queens. In high school, girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems, it's 17.
What a brilliant song. Janice Ian, this is Bobby Goldsborough.
And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could.
And this is Morris Albert.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget my feelings of love.
Now, on July 31st, 1975, the lives of three members of the Miami Show Band came to a tragic and brutal end at the hands of the Loyalist gang who attacked and murdered them in County Down. Fran O'Toole, Brian McCoy, Tony Geraghty were shot dead. Des McAlee and Stephen Travers survived. RT News spoke to Chief Superintendent of the RUC, Michael McAtamney.
The position seems to have been that they were stopped on the dual carriageway about 5 miles north of Newry. And the five male occupants were made to get out and stand facing the hedge, which would have been on their left. After that, it would appear that there was an explosion to their rear. Now, this must have been the explosion that destroyed the van. And following that, there was a burst of gunfire. And it was that burst of gunfire, we take it, that was responsible for the deaths of the three members. Now, immediately the explosion happened, one of the five made a dash for it and escaped without injury. Another one was found by the police when they went to the scene in a ditch, injured, and it's not clear yet whether he made a dash for it or whether the force of the blast blew him to where he was found. But in any event, the sequence of events seems to have been the explosion followed by the shooting.
Smile on sunshine, smile on. I can see it in your eyes. All your love you give to me.
Very sad. There's Fan O'Toole and the Miami Show Band. And every time I see him singing that song, because there's great footage of that, I think, like, what could have been for him? A young man with great talent and great potential. Couldn't have been a global star. Yeah. Now, what I remember about 1975 was my older sister Bernie buying new flares and yards of tartan that was then sewn onto the legs and around the bottoms of them in homage to the Bay City Rollers. Tartan a go-go, Bay City Rollers. Tartan, because they're from Scotland, so too are this band, the Average White Band. Now, sport from 1975. Down. In the football, Kerry beat Dublin. In the hurling, Kilkenny beat Galway. In the rugby, the Five Nations Championship, because Italy weren't in it, was won by Wales. The FA Cup final, West Ham United beat Fulham 2-0 at Wembley. And in the Philippines, in October of 1975, Muhammad Ali defeated Joe Frazier to maintain the heavyweight championship of the world, and it was known as the Thriller in Manila, and many regard it as the greatest fight in boxing history. You've just opened a very clear window to my teens, even D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Those radio soaps were lunchtime drivel to a 14-year-old. But glue for my mum. God, I'm old. Des, who's 61. How about Des? Oh, yeah. Shake your head to this one, Des. Long hair if you have any. Status quo, down, down. Now, on June the 5th, the United Kingdom held a referendum. The question, do you think that the United Kingdom should stay in the European community? Yes, it was Brexit, take one.
Good evening. Well, Britain has now had 2 years of experience within the European community. And on Thursday, as you all know, we'll be voting whether to stay in the common market or to leave it. And Newsday's guest tonight is Mrs. Margaret Thatcher, the leader of the Conservative Party, who will be talking about her own ideas about the European question.
Everyone needs to identify themselves with some small grouping, and we do. We've got to have something that we can belong to. We also recognise that to get things done, you've got to act together with other nations.
Is there some feeling?
And my thesis is that the community provides us with both. We are part of the British nation. We're proud, we're patriotic. But we recognise that to win the peace, we've got to combine together with other nations and try to form a larger community.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
The great John Lennon and Imagine from 1975.
He knows where she's going and she's leaving.
Eagles.
She is headed for the cheating side of town.
News Round was a current affairs programme around the time, and they went in search of Ireland's biggest liars, and they ended up in Wexford. Yeah.
Aside from being regularly among the Tidy Town Award winners, Blackwater has a distinctive and almost eccentric look about it. It also claims to produce the biggest liars in Ireland, and there's even a competition in one of its two pubs to find the champion liar. Larry Whelehan saw it all develop.
Originated about 6 or 7 months ago here, a few locals in the bar, and Martin Bryan, and the locals, and they started to tell lies, and eventually we formed a competition for it.
But why Blackwater? Is it that you've something peculiar about being in Blackwater?
It's one of the best liars in Ireland, isn't it?
And so the lying competition is underway. The holder, Martin O'Brien, can he retain his title? He starts with a story about mushrooms he grew and sold in one day.
This evening I was coming in and I put a spawn down into the mushroom. I got a pull over in 6 hours. In 6 hours. Saw them today in Blackwater, the little town we're living in, at a rate of 6 shillings per dozen. Thank you very much.
Nothing wrong with
that. Brilliant.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me.
Glenn Campbell.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know.
Offers coming over the phone. Billy Joe Spears, Blanket on the Ground.
And lay the blanket.
Some of your memories from 1975, Mick and Kilcock. I was born on the 19th of September, the big 50 this year. Happy birthday in advance in case I don't see you, Mick. My first big football memory, West Ham winning the FA Cup in 1975. I always felt sorry for the shark in Jaws, says Bernadette. And somebody else says, I saw Jaws at the age of 12. Haven't been able to swim in the sea peacefully since. I expect to be eaten every time I get in, no matter where in the world I am. Even the 40 foot. My husband Jim and I married in 1975 on August the 15th. On our way to the Farnham estate to celebrate, says Sandy. Happy anniversary, Sandy. Good year, 1975. Steve Harley.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. Appalled the rebel to the floor. You spoke the game, no matter what you say. But only metal, what a ball.
Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, come up and see me. On August 29th, RTÉ newsreader Maurice O'Doherty announced the death of Eamon de Valera.
Is Cush vor Rondoing Algert, Gwil Iroch Ran Heron, Eamon de Valera, Trish Boss Oil. We deeply regret to announce the death of the former President of Ireland, Eamon de Valera. He had been ill for some time with a heavy cold and had grown steadily weaker over the past few days. At Mr. De Valera's bedside when he died just before noon in Lyndon Nursing Home, Black Rock, County Dublin, were all the members of his family, one of whom said he died peacefully. The family have asked that no flowers be sent to Lyndon and that the nursing home should be treated as private. Mr. De Valera was 92. His wife, Sinead, died last January, aged 97.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market kicking up the paper with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you.
Ralph McTell, who was part of a big folk movement in the UK, as were Steel Eye Span. Before prime time, there was Today Tonight, and before Today Tonight, there was 7 days. I think that's the way it went. And an episode from 1975, February of that year, discussed the prospect of nuclear power coming to Ireland.
Tonight, 7 days, comes live from Wexford, where we debate the questions and controversies surrounding nuclear power for Ireland. A nuclear reactor generating electricity, like this one in southern Germany. This is the type known as the light water reactor, which the ESB plans to buy, plans approved in principle by the government. A nuclear reactor is fueled by a highly radioactive metal called uranium and produces a deadly and dangerous waste matter called plutonium. Plutonium cannot be destroyed and so must be kept from human contact for at least 25,000 years. Tonight's debate will raise the central questions. Do we need nuclear power? Is it reliable? Above all, is it safe? Questions of vital concern to the whole nation, and in particular to the people of County Wexford, who, if present plans proceed, are to live with Ireland's first nuclear power station at Carnsore Point in the southeast corner of the county.
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you.
Rod Stewart celebrating his 80th birthday today. He had a hit with Sailing 50 years ago. And maybe Maggie was dancing to that. She says, what a great year. I remember it well. Had my first kiss that summer.
Oh. Like a bird across the sky.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
James Taylor.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Needed the shelter of someone's arms. There.
Brigia and Tom have been on. I got married in 1975. Went down to meet my parents arriving on bus from Cavan. My father came off the bus crying. I thought it was because his only child was getting married, but found out later it was because his hero had died, President Eamon de Valera. That's Brigia and Tom.
Deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop.
Ooh. Anna says, you, what are you doing to us today? I'm back in my happy days of Leaving Cert, no worries.
And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
Love the songs, some representing broken hearts. Keep playing them, says Anna.
Yeah.
Some great songs, yeah. Like this one from Captain and Tennille. Love will keep us together. So we say goodbye to 1975. With that one, we say happy birthday. Gail celebrates her 50th birthday tomorrow. Thank you very much, 1975. We'll do it again next week with another year.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.